Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Pro football full circle.
Evan McPherson looking for his second game winner in four NFL games. The snap, the put down, the swing of the right leg. The kick is on its way.
Yeah!
Coffin nails!
Bam! 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 How about that? Thursday night football. Cincinnati Bengals. 3-1, Dan. How about that Bengals?
Our experiences last year have brought us to this point. You know, we took a lot of tough losses last year. We were, you know, in games late and ended up just losing them. And, you know, we brought in some guys from winning teams that have won before and really understand how to do it. And, you know, I think that's a big part of it as well.
How about that? Bam! Week number four of the NFL season is here. Welcome to Pro Football Full Circle right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius Channel 204. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz breaking down every game on the slate for week number four. We got started last night in Jacksonville. Big victory by Joe Burrow and the crew. Trailed 14-0. They do outlast the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-21. Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor now 3-1. On the flip side, Urban Meyer and the Jacksonville Jaguars fall to 0-4, said it was one of the most sickening losses in terms of his tenure as a head coach. Disappointing loss for Trevor Lawrence and the crew.
Yeah, I mean, they played a good game. Looked like they were at one point 14-0 lead. They had control of the game and then lost control in the second half, which is not surprising for, once again, for a team that's not so good. That happens quite often there, we see it. I think I'm not going to really denounce the Jaguars more, as I'll say good for the Bengals. It was a game you had to win. You want us to take you seriously, you can't be losing this game at home on a Thursday night to Jacksonville. That can't happen. All right, you played ugly for a while, but, you know, better teams play like that. They come back and they win when they have to. They would not have gotten away with that performance against a better team or the Ravens or the Browns in their division, but you get away with it against the Jaguars. So it was an entertaining game, so certainly not complaining as far as a fan watching the game here. And it didn't quite go the exact way I thought. And it was, I think I had some teasers that came in there, or a teaser personally, and the passing game did work like we thought it was going to work, but probably not to the degree that we thought. As for Jacksonville, yeah, try again next week. I don't think they're going 0-17. I know there was an article, I believe, by someone at ESPN breaking down, doing analytics, that says there's a good chance they are going 0-17, crunching the numbers here. I don't think that's going to happen. I highly doubt anyone's going 0-17. Well, maybe the Jets. But that being said, it's going to be hard to see where his team's going to ever surpass their win total on FanDuel.
Well, we're very happy that you won some teasers last night, and Joe Burrow and the crew came through for you. Urban Meyer did blow that game. He did blow that game in terms of coaching, had the opportunity to jump up 17-0, rolled the dice. He thought he had the Ohio State offensive line behind him. And you win some, you lose some, you get burned.
Well, you say he blew it, but we would knock him if he didn't go for it.
No, right? I will say this. I will say this. I like the aggressiveness. I think he will turn it around. Team's starting to lose closer ball games. We'll see. We'll see where this team is at the midway point. Again, I thought you saw some progression out of Trevor Lawrence. You saw some progression out of that defense. They were flying to the football yesterday. Just couldn't pull out the road win. We'll see what transpires over the next four or five games and see where the Jacksonville Jaguars are, in terms of the midway point of 2021. Let's jump right into it in terms of the slate. slate. We have a lot to get to today. We'll start with that big battle. We talked about it earlier in the week in terms of Washington and Atlanta. Atlanta right now on the FanDuel Sportsbook, 1.5-point underdogs. Washington -1.5 on the road, -110 either way. Total set at 47.5, juice to the under at -114. I love Washington in this ballgame. I'm not a buyer of Matty Ice. I'm not a buyer of Arthur Smith, in terms of his offensive approach early on. They're coming off a key win over the New York Giants, but this game's going to be won in the trenches. Big day for Chase Young. Big day for Antonio Gibson. They grind out, I think, a double-digit win on the road in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm with you here. You know, I'd like to disagree with you. It's fun arguing with you, but I don't know how the Atlanta Falcons won last week. I really don't know
how. Well, we know how they won. It was the Giants. I mean, we watch the Giants each and every Sunday, and they don't have an identity. And the fact of those injuries, that played a part in terms of the offensive approach against Atlanta, didn't it?
Maybe, but listen, the Giants do find ways to lose. They truly do here. But Atlanta's not a good team. They're just not. I don't know what they're going to try and do in this game. It's at home, which I guess gives them a modicum of hope here, but I'm with you on the Washington football team. I think they'll feel better about themselves. They still have work to do here. They still got to fix some things, but this will be a start of fixing those things here, and I think they'll get to 500 after this week. They'll be 2-2. Give me Washington over Atlanta.
Yeah, I agree. I think I mentioned Antonio Gibson. I think the ability for Washington to run the football on the front seven, the ability for Taylor Heinicke to work off a play action, to me will be the difference. And I did look for a sack prop on this game because I think Matt Ice is going to be under pressure all day long in this ball game. I think the front seven of Washington will flex their muscles. This will be a game where they'll get pressure and you'll say, okay, this is the Washington defense that we thought we would see early on this season. They haven't shown that outside that loss to the L.A. Chargers where they played a lower-scoring game in back-to-back weeks against the Giants and Buffalo. That secondary was abused, right, George?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we'll see that kind of game.
When we come back, we'll be breaking down all of the week number four action. Jump right into Detroit and Chicago, Tennessee and the Jets. Keep it where it is. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Coming right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Pro Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
Back on Pro Football Full Circle, breaking down every game for NFL week number four. Talked about Atlanta and Washington. Going to turn our attention to the battle in Soldier Field. I'm not talking about Wisconsin and Notre Dame from last week. I'm talking about Dan Campbell and the upstart Detroit Lions on the road to face Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. Bears right now, 3-point favorites, -108 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Lions catching the three at -112. Total set at 41.5, juice to the under at -115. I will say the last time both of these teams played last year, Matt Stafford broke out. I think it was the same exact line, 3 points. Trubisky and the Bears had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, and of course Matt Nagy blew it. Conservative, didn't move the football through the air, and Matt Stafford pulled out a victory on the road, 33-30. I don't see where Detroit steps up. I know they got the cover against Baltimore last week, lost that matchup 19-17 as basically an 7.5-point underdog at home. But this is a different animal. You have an upstart team or quarterback, I want to say, if Justin Fields does see action here. This is an angry football team in Chicago. They were abused by Cleveland. I can't stand Matt Nagy. But if you're putting Campbell up against Nagy and the Bears playing at home, I'll roll the dice. I'll lay the three. Don't love it, but I do feel the Bears cover this matchup against the Lions.
You know, I guess if I had it up, if I had to pick an upset, this would be it. Detroit
really?
They played pretty well against Baltimore last week. I mean, not great. The score didn't really indicate how the game went. Like I said, Marquise Brown certainly kept the Lions in there, and L-Jax did miss another deep pass as well. That should have been an easy touchdown. But I have no faith in Chicago. That being said, I don't know who the quarterback's going to be. Yeah, so
how could you not go with Fields, though? I mean, I mean that game plan last week was pathetic. They threw the kid under the bus. They didn't roll the dice. You heard it all week where Rex Ryan called him out, Orlovsky called him out, said that how could you come up with that game plan in terms of putting him under center or putting him in that environment? You're getting paid millions of dollars. A high school coach could have came up with that game plan.
Well, now you're going into the conspiracy theory. Was he sabotaging Fields on purpose? So that
but if that's the case, George, I'll just say this. Matt Nagy, you're a loser, okay? Because any competitor, if that's what you do to throw a quarterback under the bus, your quarterback, whether you wanted him or not, you're a loser if that's what you did.
Well, of course he is. I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying that's a...
He's a loser before that, Matt Nagy. But he's a loser if he did that to the kid and didn't give him a fair opportunity to win the ball game. Then basically you should. I would have fired his ass if that's the case. If I found that out and I was the GM or I'm the owner, he wouldn't have been back with the team bus. Take your bag and go home.
Can I go now?
Sure.
Okay, once again, Nagy is not on Joe Lisi's Christmas card list. Or Columbus Day list, Thanksgiving list, Veterans Day, or any other holiday. Listen, Nagy's a dead man walking. We know that. It's only a matter of when he's going to get fired. Are they going to do it in season, or are they going to wait till after the season? I don't think anybody thinks he's going to survive. I don't think a GM's surviving either. I think they've got the clean house here. You think about the Bears over the years now. I mean, they've gone from quarterback to quarterback, coach to coach, and nothing's working here. So the GM's a part of this as well. All right, so it's time to move on and clean house. Now, they'll have to do that next year. As far as this week, they haven't announced yet. I assume it's going to be Dalton if they're all healthy because that's what Nagy wants to do. It's just what he wants to do. And he's going to use last week as an excuse. See, I told you Fields wasn't ready. Yeah, yes, it was the game plan. We all know it was the game plan, but I don't think he was sabotaging him, but I don't think they put a lot of extra work in either to get him to be successful here. So, truth is, with Dalton, they might have a better chance to win anyway than Fields. Well, Fields didn't look great, even with a terrible game plan there. Should he be starting? Of course he should. And this was the game I always thought that I circled as there'd be his first start of the season because it was the easier game, right? Detroit. You weren't going to face Cleveland. You weren't going to face, I forget the other two teams they were playing, but they were harder matchups. This was the easier, soft landing here. So I think he'll have a package. I think that's what Fields will do here. I expect Dalton to start, Fields to have a package in there. But I'm sort of feeling the Lions here. A lot of turmoil in Chicago.
All right, we'll see. Maybe they are the more consistent team. I'm going to lay the three with Chicago. I do lean to the over, 41.5. Don't love it, especially when you just look at back-to-back games now, their inability to move the football. The defense came up a couple of weeks ago against Joe Burrow, did cover that 2.5-point number where Chicago eked out a 3-point win. So we'll see what transpires in this ballgame. It is a 1 o'clock kick. George going with Detroit. I'm taking Chicago in this ballgame. How about Tennessee? A.J. Brown out, Julio Jones out. You still have Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill. This line opened up at 7.5 already. The sharps are pounding it right now. Pounding the New York Jets and Zach Wilson. Number six right now for the New York Jets as a home dog. -110 either way, whether you want to take a shot on Tennessee or the Jets. Total set a little bit, I think a little high at 44.5. -115 to the over. It's actually juiced to the over. And you think about, without those wide receivers, what is going to be the game plan for Tennessee heading into this matchup? It's probably ground and pound and then work off of play action and utilize Henry. That would lean to the under. I can't take the Jets. I thought last week on the road with the 10.5, they would step up. They get abused 26-0. I'm going to take Tennessee in the over in this ballgame.
I mean, if not this week, when for the Jets? I mean, seriously, you're playing a team that's all beat up. right? They're not going to have any kind of their top two pass catchers are out. Brown and Jones are probably going to be out. Yes, it's going to be Henry left, Henry right, Henry up the middle. We all know that. The Jets should be able to keep that in control because you got 8 men in the box. You're going to force Tannehill to try and beat you with, what, Chester Rogers? You know, whatever's left there. You're at home? I mean, Tennessee's not the greatest defense. If not, now when? That being said, I can't pick the Jets either. I just can't do it.
How do you build it up like that, and then you pull the trigger the other way?
See, yeah, it's good radio. It's good radio. You build it up, then can't. I can't. I just can't do the Jets. I can't.
Can you see the over?
Team.
Can you see the over in the sense of, like you said, home game coming off a shutout? You're playing a banged up team. You got to go all out.
Tennessee's going to want to control the clock. They're going to have Henry to eat up as much clock as possible. Let him win this. So I don't know if I can see the over. Not that turnovers could always make it happen. Listen, Zach's been nice for that. But this is a game where I really hate living in New York, so I'm going to have to watch this game. It'll be on a local channel, but it's going to be not a fun game. It's going to look like a preseason game. It's just going to look like a preseason game. I am not touching it.
You think so? All right, we'll see. Maybe the Jets in the first half, though, to come out with the banged-up lineup of the Tennessee Titans. Any shot there for you with the New York Jets? First half, maybe?
No.
First half line, by the way. First half line for the Jets, okay? Plus 166. Any shot they could be leading at halftime, even 7-3?
There's a shot. But I'm not betting. I may have some props, but I'm not betting this game. I'm not doing it in any way. I'm not even doing a teaser. I can't even find a teaser I like. To bring it down to 37.5, I guess the over would probably look good there. I might like the under better at 51.5.
All right. You know? Well,
you might be able to talk me to a teaser. That's about it.
Just a teaser. Well, we'll stick on this game quickly because I'll throw some numbers out. We got about a minute to the break here. How about passing totals? I mean, can you see Wilson attacking that secondary for Tennessee, getting over 220 yards?
But doesn't Saleh want him to be boring and not do stuff like that? So, no, I don't know if the game plan is going to be to attack them because he's going to – I think they'll be afraid he's going to turn the ball over here, even though, yes, most of the game plan should be to attack that Tennessee secondary. That's where their weaknesses are.
Maybe.
So, no. Nope.
You're coming off a shutout on the road. You're coming back home. You have a team that's limping into East Rutherford. If you can't score 14 points in this, you got to be kidding me. All right, George and I are both on Tennessee. When we come back, we'll be breaking down Cleveland, Minnesota, Indianapolis, Miami. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius Channel 204. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listening to Pro Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
Continuing our breakdowns of NFL week number 4, going to look at that big battle in Minnesota. Cleveland playing very well right now. Did get another victory last week over Justin Fields, shut down that Chicago offense. How much of that was due to the inability or inefficiency of Matt Nagy to even coach up his team in terms of that battle? But that being said, Cleveland did dominate from a defensive perspective. Now they go on the road. This line opened up at 1.5. It's already been bet up on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Cleveland enters this battle as a 2.5-point favorite, minus 110 either way. High total, 51.5. Juice slightly to the under at minus 112. George, I told you, I thought Minnesota should be 3-0. I'm still buying into this team. Alexander Mattison stepped up for Dalvin Cook. Cook is back at practice. Will it be a dual running back type of situation? Either way, I don't think it matters. Like the way Kirk Cousins played, he completed 30 of 38 passes last week. Tough battle, tough defense. But I'm telling you, Minnesota could be hot right now. They got this offense rolling with Thielen, Jefferson, and the crew. Love the offensive line. Give me the 2.5 points. You won't even need them, baby. Plus 118 on the money line. Outright Minnesota win over the Browns in this ballgame.
Yeah, can't argue with anything you said. I kind of agree.
I was hoping you'd go with the Browns.
No, in a close game, generally I'm taking the points. And they're at home. That's an easy choice for me, right? Not that I have any great feel. I certainly wouldn't be a high amount of money here. But I think it's a pretty even game, and I'm getting points for the home team. That's just where it's going here. That's just where it's going.
Same line as last week, too. You know that? Same line as last week. Seattle was a 2.5 point favorite. They eat that out. They get the 30-17 win. Now here comes Cleveland. Same type of line. 2.5.
Might be my favorite game of the week to watch, just as a fan. I think it's going to be a good game, too. Good teams here. I want to see what happens. That being said, I'm with you. I'm with Minnesota. I think it will be a split backfield. You said Dalvin Cook is back. Limited practice last couple of days. Once he's back at practice on Wednesday, as long as he didn't suffer a setback, he's going to play.
No prop set, too, for this. No prop set for this game right now. They actually have Kirk Cousins as the only Minnesota rusher on FanDuel, 6.5 yards. You want to take a shot on that?
I assume they'll have it by game. As long as I get it by Sunday morning, I'm good. That's generally when I set my props anyway, but I'm going to have props in this game. I want to see the rush. I said, if you're going to go the rush toss or either go running back, good luck. We don't know what the breakdown is going to be, but I'll be on the passing prop for Cousins.
And yeah, we'll see. I think that's pretty good. I think they break out. I could see them moving the football. I don't know, as dominant as Cleveland's front seven has been, I think that the offensive line has played very well for Minnesota in back-to-back weeks. They're pounding the rock. That could open up play-action passing, neutralize the front seven of Cleveland. That's why I like Minnesota here. I don't love Zimmer. I do feel that Stefanski does have the coaching advantage in this matchup, but Minnesota playing at home, I think that they find a way to get it done. George and I are both on Minnesota in this ballgame. Let's look at that battle in Miami. Jacoby Brissett facing his former team, Carson Wentz. They might roll him into South Beach. I mean, he might need one of those scooters, right, to roll in there. I mean, both of those ankles are banged up. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Wentz? Is it going to be Jake Eason, Brett Hundley? It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, this is a bad matchup for the Colts. As much as I've been against the Dolphins in back-to-back weeks right now, I think they get right in a big way. Laying 1.5, minus 118 on the FanDuel Sportsbook, minus 136 on the money line, 42.5. I don't know about the total, but I'll tell you what, I think Miami dominates this ballgame. 10-13 point win, back-to-back road games for the Colts. They have no identity offensively with Carson Wentz at the helm.
Yeah, as I said yesterday, this is a game where I kind of agree with you on the outcome that the Dolphins could win the game, but not by 10, 13 points. I don't see that. Indianapolis is also not going to want Brissett to beat them. All right, keep that in mind. That is extremely embarrassing. They sort of threw him away, right? And you got Carson Wentz, and now he beat you. All right, so that's going to be some going on as well here. I think it's going to be a close game.
Do you?
Yeah, both. I do, and Colts are a good team other than Wentz, right? So we'll see what kind of person he is. And by the way, all that's in the back of my head now is Wentz being rolled in on one of those things with a grayish beard.
I mean, come on now.
Thanks for that image, by the way.
Well, let me ask you this.
My head over and over again.
If they fall behind in the first half, got to be concerned, like, where is this team going? The pressure on Carson Wentz in terms of if his team falls behind, you think that that's not going to creep into his mind, like, am I the guy? I thought I was the guy. I got $41 million tied to me playing 75% of the snaps. He could get tight in this ballgame. And I love the fact that I know Flores is going to dial up some blitz packages to say, okay, your ankles are beat up. Now we're going to see how beat up you really are, because we're going to force you to move and we're going to force you to read coverage, something that he's still not good in. And I know Reich came out and said that the ankles could be a benefit to Carson Wentz. Really, Frank? Really? That he could get the ball out quicker. Is that what you're banking on? Him having two hurt ankles? I thought you were going to be able to coach this guy up. That's why you brought him in. Now you're saying because he's injured, that could be a benefit, not your tutelage? Are you serious?
Well, that's just coach speak, trying to make egg salad out of egg, whatever. Chicken salad out of chicken crap.
That's chicken really salad. All right. Egg salad, chicken salad. It doesn't matter. It's all protein, George.
Yeah, I've been a big fan of any of it, so whatever. But that's hilarious. So, yeah, it's a good thing he's got two sprained ankles. We're doing it on purpose next time. You know, I'm going to sprain his ankles. Get the hell out of here. No, they've got some issues. I don't think there's any doubt they have some problems here. I'm not buying that it's a good thing. You know, get rid of the ball quick enough because he has no movement. Sure. You know, yeah, don't pee my head back and tell me it's raining. All right. I don't think Miami has the kind of offense that's going to blow him out. It's sort of similar teams here. I mean, when you think about it, they're really similar teams. Neither team has the quarterback to drive this offense yet. I think Indianapolis will finally rely on Jonathan Taylor. You know, I was silly that they went away from him last week for what he was doing. They'll rely on Taylor, let him carry the offense here, which is what they need to do probably for the entire season, you know, until things figure out. You know, so I think it'll be a close game here. I'm not going to bet this one either way. Like I said, I think Miami could win it if they're the home team, so I do lean towards them, although the value is with Indianapolis. But I think this game comes down to a last possession.
All right, we'll see how that plays out. So you're picking Miami or Colts in this ball game?
If you're forcing me to pick, give me the Colts.
All right, so he's taking the Colts plus the 1.5. Let's talk about a game that he's locked in. We already know where George is going. Dallas 4.5-point favorites over the Carolina Panthers. Carolina undefeated 3-0. Christian McCaffrey out. He's banged up again. Shocker. I mean, this guy's amazing, too. I mean, he's a paper tiger. He does great for fantasy and everything else. The problem is he plays about 3 games a year in terms of the Panthers. I don't care that he's not playing. I've been a buyer of Matt Rhule. I'm a buyer of Sam Darnold. They're catching 4.5 points. Dallas coming off of 2 very good wins over the Eagles and Chargers, respectively. They're playing at home. You want to give me 4.5 points with a better defense, in my opinion, in the Panthers? I'll take it. I'll also take them plus 180 on the money line outright. Carolina 4-0 on the year over your Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott.
Yeah, this is where, once again, your college love comes in here. I could point it out over and over again. Carolina hasn't played a team yet. It's not to say they're a bad team. We don't know what Carolina is yet. We just don't know. We'll give a better idea on Sunday about what kind of team they are. They played the Jets. We know they're terrible. You know, the only question with the Jets is, are they the worst team in the NFL? And if they're not, well, maybe it's the Texans. And they played them, too. And then you certainly can't give any love to New Orleans because we know I like thinking of things that Joe Lisi hates. Nagy, Fangio, New Orleans. You know, just,
Wait a second. I hate Vic Fangio. I'm a buyer of Teddy Bridgewater in Denver. So let's just.
I want the record being.
Right. I hate Fangio.
So, anyway, back to Carolina hasn't played anybody. They'll get a better idea of what kind of team they are on Sunday. They will make life difficult for Dallas. And I could see Carolina covering the point spread. Once again, Carolina's had the extra rest. They've lost McCaffrey. Dallas coming up a short week. So that plays in Carolina's favor as far as the rest is concerned. Dallas is still beat up. I expect Carolina to attack the middle of that defensive line.
All right.
Ready to beat Dallas. You're not going to beat him on the outside. I figured what Advanced Analytics pointed out, that Dallas had something like 13 players that were running more than 19 miles an hour, which for a human being, a football player, is extremely fast. Dallas plays fast, but their weakness is up the middle. That's where you attack Dallas with Hubbard. That's what I'm doing if I'm Carolina.
You know what I say? I don't care how fast they're running. He could be running 35 miles an hour, and when you put him on his ass, he's on. He's on his ass, and we'll see how that game plays out. Carolina's the tougher team, George. Remember that. They're the tougher team in this matchup. 51.5 is the total, minus 115 to the over. So George is going with Dallas. I'm taking Carolina and Sam Darnold. I think he breaks out, does have another 300-yard performance. Let's talk about these Giants. They're catching 7 points on the road in the Superdome, and New Orleans back home after a month on the road, minus 110 either way. Get that victory over New England, 28-13. They put the kid on his butt all afternoon. Mac Jones struggled. Now laying 7, 41.5, juice to the over at minus 115. I just keep thinking about Joe Horn. Joe Horn in 2003, I see 55-10. I don't know if it gets that high, but I'm going to take the over definitely, and I'm going to lean to New Orleans in this matchup. It's the Giants. I have no faith in Daniel Jones on the road.
This is crazy. I mean, listen, I lean to New Orleans as well, even more than just leaning. I think New Orleans wins the game, but minus 335, what are you out of your mind? I can't do that. That would have to be a parlay to me. -7, I'm more in on that at the -7 and Wellens. Remember, they're back at home, back in New Orleans. The Giants beat up. Probably not going to have Shepard, not going to have Slayton. Give me the Saints. Saints come marching all right in.
Both on the Saints. When we come back, we'll rip through the rest of the card. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Pro Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
All right, rapid fire. We're going right through the rest of the card here. Big battle taking place. Houston on the road in Buffalo. This line actually opened. Buffalo was -15.5 on Sunday night last week. And then now, right now, George, 17.5 on FanDuel, -104 for the Buffalo Bills. Houston, if you want to take a shot, 17.5, -118, total set of 47, -110 either way. I'm going to lay it 17.5. I don't care if it's a key number. I'm buying into Josh Allen. They beat a dominant defense in Washington last week, put the kid on his butt all afternoon, forced turnovers. I can't see any way Houston moves the football through the air on the ground. I don't care. I think they beat them, honestly, 37 to 10 at the most, I think Houston gets in this game if they're lucky, and a touchdown might come against the scrubs.
Yeah, I can see defensive touchdowns coming in this as well here. This is an ugly game. Now, they are reporting that there's be very windy in Buffalo, if that makes you think any there. Generally, for wind, Joe, I'm looking at 18 miles an hour and above. If it's above 18, then I get concerned with the passing game. Anything lower than that, I really don't care. So keep that in mind there. I just don't know how Houston's scoring points. That's my problem. So, yeah, I'm laying the 17.5, too. I'd probably lay 18.5. The under, right, I think, might be a little bit more concerned about with the win. But I think Buffalo crushes in this game.
For the fans that are listening, George has a Doppler in the backyard. He goes out to the shed every weekend and checks the weather reports out in Buffalo. The Doppler has winds coming in from the northeast at 18 miles an hour. We'll see if that affects the offense for Houston and David Culley in this matchup. Let's look at this battle. No, I don't. I have the old weather painting, the thing that just obviously turns around, and I eyeball it to see what happens in terms of I stick my finger out into the air and say, okay, wind's coming out from the southeast. Right. All right. Let's look at the NFC West battle. Everybody's all in. I told you, Matt Stafford. I told you. Look at this. Super Bowl or bust for Aaron Donald and the crew. They're laying 4 points right now at home, -115 to the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona, a little shaky last week against Jacksonville, found a way to cover that number after settling down, won that 31-19. They did get the cover in that ball game. +4, -105, total set high, obviously. 54.5 juice to the over, -114. I don't know about the over, but I do know that Arizona, to me, could be the most complete team in the West. I'm not buying into Stafford. I know he's looked good. I know they beat up on touchdown Tommy last week. I don't care. Arizona finds a way to cover this number, and I would even take a shot at +188 on the money line.
I'm going to disagree with you here. Not buying into Stafford, that makes no sense. What's there to buy into? He was already a really good quarterback before this, by the way.
And he didn't win a playoff game. Come on, let's. He's not a Super Bowl. Yes, he's a compiler.
You do know he played with the Detroit Lions, right?
I don't care. He played with Megatron, too.
60, 70, 80 years.
Played with a Hall of Famer. You can't say he didn't. He played with a Hall of Fame wide receiver.
And now he should be great. Give me a break. I think that's terrible. Yeah, really terrible to knock Stafford for that. Awful.
Stafford should be his agent.
I'll take my 2%. Gladly, Gladly. We should all be an agent. Come on, that's going to be a pretty easy job when you, for great players anyway. A little tougher for the unknown guys. Anyway, I think it's a good game. I do. One of the games, once again, the late game that I'm looking forward to watching here. I think it's going to be similar to what we saw last week. Maybe not the outcome where it was easily ran, but similar type of game. Lots of points coming up on the board. That being said, you're right. 54 is a little tough here for me to go over. Probably it won't be on my best bets this game, but give me the Rams, and I think points are coming here. Rams in the over. It will not be Silence of the Rams.
Well, let's look at the other battle. I want to say the second tier, right? San Francisco losing to Green Bay. Seattle getting dominated by Minnesota on the road. Seattle, a three-point dog, minus 118 on FanDuel. Total set of 51.5, minus 114 to the over. I know it's Jimmy Garoppolo. I know it's this defense. But I got to take the points with Russell Wilson on the road. Even though I don't like the way their defense is playing, and I don't really like the offensive philosophy, and it's back-to-back road games, I really don't care. I think he's the better quarterback in this matchup. I think they find a way to get it right. He'll run in this ballgame. Make no mistake about it. He hasn't run up until this point. This might be a prop on Russell Wilson over rushing yards. Give me the 3 points. Seattle finds a way to get the victory in San Francisco this weekend.
Now, isn't that weird? You pointed out all the negative things on Seattle. Really, nothing positive, yet you took Seattle. And I agree with everything you said, and I'm taking Seattle. And I have no idea why. No, because really, everything points towards San Fran. Think about everything you just said. We should be taking San Fran. But we're not. And why? Why?
I think the quarterback is the difference.
Yeah, that I is think it's why. I guess you're right. But well, he's not playing. They didn't play well in the second half. Didn't really show up. Defense not playing all that well. He's not running. And I think he's making a conscious effort not to run, by the way, which is not good.
He's been killing me on the props with that, by the way. 24.5 back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, I'm with you on Seattle as well, but I have no I can't point to anything as to why. It's more of a gut feeling. They're not going to lose two in a row.
Right.
Not going to fall behind, you know, 1-3 in the division. That's all I'm pointing towards here because everything else says San Fran other than Kittle's a little banged up here. So maybe that's something we can watch here. We don't trust the San Fran running game either. Certainly don't trust Jimmy G. Well, let's face it. For a quarter and a half last week, we were like, okay, when's Trey Lance coming in? And then Jimmy G played much better from there on out. But I'm with you, but I have no idea why.
All right. Here's a game I really do like. It's Baltimore on the road against Denver. Baltimore was a 1.5-point dog much of the week. Now they're a 1-point favorite. That's where they opened. So this line has been all over the place, minus 110 either way. Total set at 44.5. For me, this game comes down to Baltimore's ability to stretch Denver's defense over the top. You have Rashad Bateman off of IR. I think Brown breaks out. But more importantly, I think the loss to K.J. Hamler for that offense hurts them in this ballgame. We talked about Baltimore's their secondary being abused by Kansas City, and Detroit was able to move the ball. To me, Denver does not have the speed. I know Sutton is there. I also know that Tim Patrick's there, Noah Fant. They're great. There's no elite speed on the perimeter without K.J. Hamler and Jerry Jeudy. I think Baltimore wins this ballgame convincingly. I'm a Teddy Bree guy. I'm an all-in on Denver, but this is a bad matchup. Baltimore, double digits over the Broncos on the road.
Another interesting game. I agree with your analysis. Pretty much word for word there. I'll parrot it. Good game. That one I'm looking forward to watching. We sort of find out about the Broncos in this game, facing a better team. Baltimore playing another road game. Got lucky last week. Maybe they're looking past Detroit. Looking at this game here, I'm an interconference game against a good team. I'm curious to see this. I'd lean towards Baltimore as well. Once again, if I do bet, it won't be a big amount. I think the over's coming in, though. I think the over's low at 44. Yeah, not immensely over. I think it's going to be a little bit over in this game. I don't see a 21-17 game. It's more like a 24-21 game, somewhere around there. I think points will get I like the Denver defense a lot, but it's hard to cover the LJX.
See, this is a game.
They won't make the same mistakes they made last week.
See, this is a game where I think Vic Fangio coaches tight. Like, he knows it's John Harbaugh. He knows it's Lamar. He doesn't want to get into a shootout. He's going to utilize the running game, and that's going to play right into the strength of Baltimore's defense, and that's why I like the Ravens in this ballgame. We'll see. I mean, 44.5. That is a low number, but I still can't buy it. I can't buy it because I could see Baltimore winning like a 10-point game. like 20. I could see this right on the number, actually. 27 to 17 wouldn't shock me. It's a three-point game much of the way. Baltimore adds a fourth-quarter touchdown. They cover by 10. I could see that playing out, George. But are you taking Baltimore or are you taking Denver here?
I'm going to take Baltimore. I think they're slightly the better team. I'd say it wouldn't be a large amount, but give me Baltimore and the over.
All right, let's look at this one because you need to explain this to me. Pittsburgh on the road, 6.5-point dogs with Ben Roethlisberger at the helm. Looked absolutely horrible against Cincinnati. Minus 112 on the FanDuel Sportsbook in favor of the Steelers. Green Bay gets the marquee come-from-behind win, 26th in Aaron Rodgers' career. Total set at 45.5, minus 110 either way. You're giving me under a touchdown for Green Bay. It smells, but I have to take the Packers at home. I cannot see how Pittsburgh covers this line.
Well, T.J. Watt's back in practice, so he's going to play. All right, so that's the first thing I checked for Pittsburgh. So that's all I want to know, because they need to get pressure. They can't get pressure on Rodgers. Forget it. They'll cover that spread. And then
it's lights out.
Right, it's all about the crying there. So, but he looks like he's going to play, full participant. All right, so as soon as I saw that, I feel much better about, well, much worse. I wanted to take Green Bay, but I feel much better about Pittsburgh's chances to cover. That being said, all right, we know Ben, he's a noodle arm. He's got nothing left, right? Yeah, that arm's toast. Smith-Schuster returned to a limited practice yesterday. He'll probably play, but once again, could be limited in the game. Claypool, almost the same thing here. So, I mean, how can these guys last the game? Claypool's got a hamstring, by the way. Smith-Schuster ribs. So can these guys play the entire game here? I can't find a way where I'm taking Pittsburgh. I just can't.
But I can't make any way. That means that we should probably take Pittsburgh somehow, some way. They're going to cover this line. I mean, I don't see it.
Of course, the Green Bay offensive line. I don't think Rodgers is going to have a ton of time back there. You know, and Hayden should be back. I didn't check on Hayden. I would hope he's back and going to help covering Adams, because you take away Adams, you force anybody else on that team to beat you, right? And I don't think Aaron Jones is going to go off that week. I kind of feel Green Bay's going to win the game.
All right,
so I'm good there, but I kind of feel Pittsburgh covering the spread.
All right, so you're taking Pittsburgh. I'm taking Green Bay. Keep an eye out for A.J. Dillon. He hasn't been utilized, but maybe with the solid front seven of Pittsburgh, he gets some carries. Keep an eye out for his prop in this ballgame. All right, Sunday night, big battle. Tommy on the road to face Bill. Big battle, 7 points, minus 110 either way. You got the old guy versus the new kid. The rookie did not look good against New Orleans. Total set at 49.5. I'm taking Bill in this ballgame outright over Tom Brady. They abused the old man. Back-to-back road games for the Bucs. Give me plus 260 on the money line. New England finds a way to cover the number and abuse Tom Brady Sunday night.
Well, we found the game where you and I got to vastly disagree. You're out of your mind. All right? You're just out of your mind. Tom Brady's going to crush him. He's just going to, like, he's been crushing everybody else as he left there. He's going to crush him. The only team he hasn't beaten is New England. He's going to end that. How do you beat Tampa Bay? You score with them. New England can't do that. They just can't. Their defense is good. Not great. It's good. They'll slow down Tampa Bay somewhat, but they don't have anywhere near the weapons here. Tom Brady needs 68 yards. He'll get that. He might get that in the first drive. And by the way, one prop. I wish I could bet this somewhere. That 69th yard that lets Tom Brady set the record, it'll be to Gronk. All right, I don't know how you can possibly bet that, but it'll be to Gronk. Gronk's going to catch that pass. I think Brady will be very much aware of that to get that to Gronk when he sets the record there. So I think it's, once again, I think it's a game, a good game, very good game for Brady. I'll be on props for Brady. I'll be on props for Gronk. I might even be on props for Antonio Brown, although you realize he never played a home game in New England. He's with the team, but only for the one game. He never played a home game there, so I don't know if we could call it a homecoming here. But I like Tampa Bay in a big way this game.
Ooh, you're sticking your chest out in a big way. He likes Tampa Bay. I think Mac Jones throws for over 300 in this ballgame somehow. We'll see how it plays out Sunday night when we come back. NFL best bets and some props. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz right here on the grid breaking down NFL action. Week number 4 doesn't get better than this. We'll also touch on that battle Monday night, L.A. and Las Vegas. Keep it where it is.
Sports SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Pro Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
Today's show with NFL Best Bets, a quick look at the Monday night game, LA 3-point favorites over Las Vegas. We're going to break that game down later next week, but I'm going to take the points with Las Vegas and Chuck in this ballgame. I think they find a way to get it done, George.
I'm looking forward to this game. It's going to be a really good game. I'm going to go against you here right now anyway. It might change my mind on Monday, but give me the Chargers here. At home, they're playing very good football here. I think they're the better overall team.
All right, I'm going into my best bets. There's not a lot of props on FanDuel, so five bets. Let's jump right into it. I said the Dolphins should abuse Carson Wentz, laying 1.5. Give me the Fish minus 1.5 at home. I like the Panthers plus the 4.5 points. I think they could win the ball game outright over the Cowboys. Vikings as well, plus the 2.5 over the Browns. Baltimore said it was a bad matchup for Denver's defense. Also, think their offense is going to be handcuffed by Vic Fangio. Baltimore does win. It covers the 1-point spread on the road in Mile High. And then a total, 41.5 for Detroit and Chicago. This will be the game where Matt Nagy breaks out the playbook. I think both teams score. Last time in Soldier Field, it was 63. Give me over 41.5 for that 1 p.m. matchup.
You know, I wonder if they lose this game, if Nagy's done. Just going to the back of my head because he has to show he can coach this game at the last week. All right, my best bets are actually old. I was going to say different than yours. They're just not the same game as yours. Give me the Washington football team minus 120 over the Falcons. I just don't see how they're losing this game. I think the Falcons are a terrible team that somehow squeaked out a win last week. I already told you, Tampa Bay, they're going to cover that spread on Sunday night. There's no way Tommy's losing this game. I know Bill wants to win it too, but he just doesn't have the weapons here. He just doesn't have it to keep up with Tampa Bay. They'll win this game minus 7. And Kansas City, which I don't think we actually talked about this game, but give me Kansas City over Philadelphia. They're going to clean up the mistakes they've been making. Philadelphia, a rebuilding team. They may not want to admit it, but they are. Kansas City, Tampa Bay, and Washington.
All right, for George Kurtz, our great producer, Andrew Torres, I'm Joe Lisi. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy the games. We'll see you next week.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.